This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Bounce to Randall. Drives on Davis. 1 second to the rim. Stops, spins, throws it up. Knocked away. And we're going to overtime at the Garden.
So frustrating. So annoying. And it really defined why I can't stand Julius Randle.
I got to keep watching Randle all year. It's going to drive me nuts. The fact that the ball goes to him at the end is maddening.
I just don't understand why you put him in that spot in that moment.
Julius, depending on what they're doing, there's options on that play.
The Lakers in overtime. Winner over the Knickerbockers, 129-123.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Very frustrating, the 7 o'clock hour. Now, the 7 o'clock hour, not frustrating. 7 o'clock hour will be frustrating because the Knicks are so frustrating. So, ipso facto, as you would so eloquently say, I'm frustrated this morning. Very annoyed. And now everything gets magnified because my Giants are done. So I get more annoyed.
Yeah, but you know what's not frustrating?
What?
Oh, speaking of your Giants, Daniel Jones at the game last night.
Yeah, he threw the ball into the crowd. Very nice.
That's amazing. Even just watching him throw the ball, man. Those NFL quarterbacks, like you watch
different, right?
Dude, you know, he just snapped his wrist. The thing was just a bullet.
No, that's what he is. It's my quarterback.
I caught a pass from Aaron Rodgers one time. Thing was, like,
ripped it in at you,
dude. It's like the spiral on that thing is just crazy.
It was a spirally football.
As spirally as it could be.
Really?
I'm telling you what, man. I don't want to get overly
How's
excited.
The football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Oh, that's when I was in full bloom love.
I don't want to get crazy because I don't want to have my heart broken, but
yeah,
it feels like there's a lot of momentum now.
It really does.
This Aaron Rodgers deal.
Okay, is it fair to say, and I don't want to completely switch topics, if it doesn't happen, you would be heartbroken, though?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's right.
I think so, too.
That's right, because it's just, I mean, it's, and again, now it's, so if it doesn't happen, it's what?
Then what? If it doesn't happen, now you're going to wind up with Derek Carr. I mean, yeah, great. He's fine.
No, he's fine. He's available. Like, he's definitely an upgrade of what you have, but he's not Aaron Rodgers.
No, God, no. No, nobody that you can get is Aaron Rodgers. He's the unicorn. He's the only one. Guys like Aaron Rodgers, for the most part, do not become available.
No. And I know he had an off year, but I'm in my mind, I have fully convinced myself that it was just because of the thumb. That was
well,
the only reason.
I don't think there's a lot of convincing that needs to be done there. I think that's probably the reason. Now, this portion of the show, driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast, huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Knicks deserve a little more time. Let's get back to them. Frustrating loss. I mean, we've said all the things that have to be said this morning already. Right? Why are you going to Randall? What does that play? Down the stretch, you melt again, right? And overtime, you don't play well. It's the same story over and over and over.
Well, I don't think you melted. I mean, you got off to a bad,
in overtime,
bad
you were not good.
No, the bad start bothered me. That's point one, bad start bothered me because of what I heard
to
from
start
Julius
the game?
Randall. Yeah, the start of the game. I mean, they started off 2-for-15.
Oh, I know. They had like 5 points in the first 9 minutes.
Yeah, they were down 15-5. But I mean, I think it was magnified because of what Julius Randle said about the game against Brooklyn. That really aggravates me a lot to hear that.
Well, how do the Knicks ever go into a game and just kind of like, you know, mail it in?
Oh, it's not even mailing it in.
You can't just show up.
Yeah, just come out flat like that.
But how do you do that? There's so much travel. There's no travel involved. Right? You're going to Brooklyn.
I mean, it happens sometimes, but still.
Oh, but come on. Yeah, you just maybe had your win of the year. You think there's no momentum off of that, though?
No, there should be. There should be. Like, I mean, yeah, you should. Like, I understand, like, tough loss, like heartbreaking loss, stuff to maybe get yourself up emotionally, and you have a little bit of a letdown. But, again, I mean, you're playing, it's supposed to be a rivalry, I guess. But it is Brooklyn. Like, you know, all eyes are going to be watching this thing. They don't have KD. Like, you're probably a more talent. I mean.
No, I think you could say it. When they don't have Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant, you're a more talented team than them.
Okay. And you just, you come out flat? I mean, and one of the leaders of your team is talking about it, and then you do the same thing at home where you've struggled? You're not good enough. You're not. Like, they need to realize they're not good enough to get off the slow starts.
I could not agree with you more. Let's get back to some of these calls. Let's go to Josh in Brooklyn. Good morning, Josh. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, Josh?
Nothing much. So, with the thing I'm confused most about... Oh, give me 1 minute. I'm sorry.
Well, take your time. The last thing... I mean, whatever
no,
you
I'm sorry.
Done.
Don't
the
be
last
thing.
All right. The last thing we want to do is rush you this morning, Josh. Take your time. You ready?
I've actually delivered to you before. I actually delivered to your palatial estate before, Dave, so... You should know what kind of
it's
job
a humongous
I'm doing.
Home, isn't it, Josh? Is it a humongous home?
They did it, Rick. When I went, it wasn't even finished yet. I think like the road was actually still being built. It was like brand new.
It's like its own street, right, Josh?
I told you I live on a cul-de-sac.
Hang on a minute.
Why have you been to my home? Why have you been to my home? Who are you?
Your wife. I deliver for a grocery business. I won't tell you what it is, but I'm pretty sure you know what it is. But we do the home groceries.
Yeah.
So I seen you leave. Yeah.
He's so funny. All right. Why are you coming to my home? That's what I want to know. Why and why are you not introducing yourself?
Your wife is the who ordered. I seen the name on the thing. I was actually listening. Oh no, you weren't on yet at the time. But I actually seen you leave and said, taking your son. I'm like, and I looked at the name. I looked at the order name. I said, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no!
I really thought he was going to stop himself. I really did.
He can't. He has no willpower, no control whatsoever. Oh no! Well, that's it. He gets a suspension, right?
He knows where you live. I don't know if you should give him a suspension. He may come after you.
He's gonna kill me. Listen, if something bad happens to me, it was Josh in Brooklyn.
He might be Ben's dad. We don't know.
I'm pretty sure. You see what he does?
What? You're showing me video of Ben deadlifting like 500 pounds. There's no way
I have
ever...
strength.
No chance.
Oh yeah, I do. You should have seen when I was a kid, leg press, incredible. Over 600 pounds in leg press.
You can't even touch your toes now.
Well, now I'm not very flexible. But back in the day, I was. You don't understand. I'm going to be 50. 50 is it's on the other side of things.
let's not bury the lead here.
What's the lead?
Well, you have your own street.
Well, I don't have my own street.
That was built especially for you.
It's a cul-de-sac that we live on. I'll tell you what. You can pull right up into my driveway. You don't have to start, pressing buttons and getting hello. Can you press the buzzer so I can get in? There's none of that.
I don't have a gate.
What do you mean you don't have a gate?
I don't personally have a gate.
Don't lie to the people.
I don't personally have a gate.
RJ, is there a gate to get into his little community?
There is a gate.
Yes.
Why can't you be my guy once, RJ? Why?
What do you mean
time?
You don't have? Because you're a big liar. You don't have a gate.
I have no real.
You want RJ to go on the air and tell lies?
Yes, RJ's not a liar.
No,
he's about to be a father. He can't start that.
I can't sell to the people. They know your background. I mean, Dave is a little more ambiguous. We assume he has just piles of money, and I think that's bearing out here.
That's a fair assumption. Yeah.
But you had a successful athletic career. You were,
and they still force money on him every July.
Would you stop bringing that up? You're a man of means. You should be proud of that. You earned that. Dave's denying it. If anything, Dave,
I'm not denying anything.
Just own that you've worked very hard.
I've worked very hard. I've been all over the country. I've busted my butt. My wife works
piles of money.
I don't have piles of money. We work hard for what we have.
But as a result, you have piles of money.
I don't have piles of money. We have to watch everything we spend.
I mean, evidently not. Josh in Brooklyn, when he's not cursing, is just making delivery upon delivery.
Oh, yeah, my wife orders groceries. How wild is that? Oh, my God. A head of broccoli. Crazy.
Must be nice to have the money to afford someone delivering your groceries, isn't it?
Because everybody doesn't have that.
What a life.
Oh, yeah. Because these grocery delivering companies aren't all rampant.
The Eagles are going to make you even more money because you bet on them.
$10,000.
Yeah. I didn't bet on anybody.
Yeah, you're going to put $10,000 on the Eagles?
He comes from extreme wealth.
You're going to win our work pool?
What the deal?
It's all happening.
Possible.
His parents are very well off.
Oh, very well off. Tremendously well off. Stay out of my parents' pockets, okay? Who do you think you are?
I love your mom is the best.
She's terrific. Stay out of her pockets.
Now, she looks good. Now, she keeps herself in nice shape.
Well, because she cares.
Right.
Yeah.
She's a woman that she walks out of the house.
1,350 calories yesterday.
I don't know if that's healthy, though.
Well, healthy or not, I'm going to look gorgeous soon.
I think you're peaking too soon. The bar mitzvah was 8 or 9 months away.
It's September the 9th is
the bar mitzvah. He's not going
to
make it.
No, you have to drag his lifeless body to this.
you're going to get to July.
But he's going to look gorgeous, Rick.
You're going to get to July 4th and just go on a binge. Like, wow, I've worked so hard. I look so great. Take the shirt off at the picnic. Here comes 8,000 calories and
right to the
not
face.
Not healthy. That is not healthy.
Right, are we having a picnic, a show picnic?
We could.
Yeah, we won't.
I just think you should space it out. You should be committed, but I think you're getting after it pretty hard right now. You're basically not eating.
If February 1st is the time to start peeing.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and get ridiculed by you guys. You're fat, and then get to work and have you guys now take the other side of, you shouldn't be doing this. This is too much.
We've given them body image troubles. Look at what we've done.
When I talk to HR this week, when I have my call, I'm going to certainly bring this up.
No one told you to wear a spandex 3/4 zip to the office.
Well, you know what? I should be able to be. You're body shaming me is what you're doing.
No, I'm just
suggesting you are.
You wear clothes that fit. Like, if you didn't want us to see it, you wouldn't accentuate it, right?
I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care.
Well, obviously you do because you're eating 1,300. Like, I don't know how you're functioning right now.
I do periodic dieting.
I'm involved in a periodic dieting phase right now. I'll get down to a playing weight. I'll run it through the bar mitzvah, and then I'll probably fatten up again.
This just seems
like I'm a wrestler.
This just seems like punishment, to be honest.
Let's go to Shooter in Stanford. Good morning, Shooter.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, company. Dave, have you ever thought about trying the Tom Brady diet, the TV diet? You don't have to.
What's that?
I don't think it's about calories. I think it's about, like, what you eat, right? He eats a ton of fish.
No, is it fish? It is about calories, though.
I don't think he eats much bread. He doesn't eat doesn't drink coffee. I did it for my life insurance.
I don't drink coffee, and I've taken out carbs. So I'm basically doing my own Tom Brady diet.
Yeah, except he's fat and Tom Brady is skinny.
You see, Shooter, if you ever spoke to one of your students like this, what would happen?
Those are perfect.
I'd be fired, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Rick, you should probably be fired.
he's just giving you, negative criticism. He's trying to motivate you.
He's motivating me.
Rick's the negative guy.
It's very net. But let's just confirm this one more time. If you spoke to your students or another teacher like this, you would be relieved of your job, right?
That's correct, Dave.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Go ahead, Shooter. What do you got?
All right, the Knicks. I mean, it's driving me crazy now because we're good. We're a good team. We compete. I like watching the games for the most part. And then once we get to the end, I'm like, should I turn it off and watch Tulsa Kings? Do I want to watch this? Because we all know what's going to happen. So at this point, all I'm thinking about is, right, math teacher problem solving. What do we need to get? We need a shooter. We need a good – now, I'm not talking about Evan Fournier – the French blah, blah, blah. We need a guy who's a superstar and who could shoot. We need someone who could nail threes consistently because, like, Grimes, they're trying to he's popping too fast. You can see him. He's shooting way too quick. He's not setting himself. And R.J. Barrett isn't there yet. I mean, I don't know what to do anymore. You guys tell me. Come on, let's hear some therapy.
I don't know
what
you're supposed to do. I mean, I wish I could sit here and give you some grand answer, Shooter, and thanks for the call of what you should do as a Knicks fan. The answer is, I don't know. I mean, you're stuck right in no man's land. You're not bad enough where you're going to wind up going after this French superstar, and you're not good enough where you're going to wind up winning a playoff series. That's the worst place to be in my mind.
Yeah, they're caught in this weird spot where I don't even know. Like, I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Like, even if you start, adding a piece at the deadline, is that piece going to be enough to help you win a playoff series? The answer is probably not.
No. What piece puts you over the top to beat Milwaukee?
I don't think that piece is out there.
Boston?
No.
No.
Not Philly? No.
No.
No, I mean, it's a problem. I go back to it. It feels like you missed your, like, you had a chance. Like if you honestly wanted to go through the exercises, just going back, where it's like this team had, you come to the fork in the road where you make the right decision, things go well. You make the wrong decision, and you're stuck where we're at. Like, you go back and you can do that. I mean, it's a frustrating exercise, but you could do it. Like, should we take Frank Ntilikina?
No, please don't do this.
Like, I mean, just like go back and through some of that stuff.
But please don't do the. Should we take Donovan
Mitchell?
Drive
yourself crazy.
Should we take Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? Right. Please, I'm begging you, don't do that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Did I hear Kay talking yesterday that interns are happening?
No, there's no way.
I think, RJ, is there any chance that I heard that we're having interns?
So I think there's discussion.
Oh!
But it's very complicated for matters they won't explain, but I don't know that it affects our side of the hall, if you catch my drift.
Oh. So we can't have someone doing stuff for us on our specific show.
It could happen, but I'm not ready to say that's going to happen.
All right. Let's get back to these calls. Let's go to, I can't stand the Knicks. You ever have a team that you love them, but you hate them at the same time?
Yeah, most of the teams I root for, yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Knicks are for me. I can't stand this team. Let's go to Steve in Wayne. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, Tibbs has got to go. Tibbs has got to go. I could coach this team offensively. I mean, it's one-on-one, dribble, check up a shot, and I cannot stand to watch this team in the closing minutes of the game. It's throw the ball to Julius Randle. Check up a shot. He doesn't even look to pass. Like, there's no scheme. There's no try to run a play to get an open man, to get an open shot. None of that. So Tibbs has got to go. I'm tired of Tibbs. Who do we replace him with? Please, Yume Udoka. And I understand what he did in Boston, but from what we know, it was a consensual relationship, and he's a pretty good coach. He's a really good coach. He's a proven coach. So why not take a chance on Udoka? If we don't, somebody else will. And so far as a star, who can we trade for? Damian Lillard in Portland. This is my last point, guys.
I understand Damian Lillard wants to leave Portland. Boston.
Well, guys, he's wasting his time. And
why is he wasting his time? Let's be fair. Does he have a, hang on. Does
hold
he have
on,
a better chance
on.
To go? Hang on. Does he have a better chance to go to the NBA Finals with Portland right now or coming to the Knicks?
Coming to the Knicks.
I don't know about that.
Make the play-ins.
I don't know about that.
They're done. Seriously. They have no chance in the West. As bad as the West is, he has no chance. He has a better shot in New York. Plus, guess what? If you get Dame in New York, he has a better chance of signing another star, making a trade for another player. Bringing another player, Dame in New York is better than Dame in Portland. And I understand he's saying he's loyal, but I'd be loyal too. You offer me 2 years, $100 million. And if we can't do it this year with before the trade deadline, then in the offseason, he's wasting his time. Plus the trade, they may not want as much for Dame as Utah wanted for Donovan Mitchell. He's an older guy. Plus we're taking that contract off their hands. Dame is the guy to go.
I love it.
Get rid of Thibodeau. Sign Udoka. Go for Dame. That helps the Knicks.
Tremendously. I mean, tremendously. You are so much, because he's exactly what they need.
Yeah, we said Dame for how many years, though?
How old is Dame Lillard now?
I mean, it doesn't seem like he wants to leave Portland. Right? Like, I mean, you can say what you want. I mean, it's, and again, they continue to pay him a boatload, he's 32 years old, a boatload of money. But I mean, if he doesn't want to, if he wants to stick it out and try to win in Portland, and that's,
well, don't you think Portland looks at things and says, we're one piece away also?
Well, I think Portland's just they have to make a decision. Like, is it worth paying them all this money if, you know, if we're not going to be a team that can compete for a championship?
He's a heck of a player, though.
Or is we're paying him all this money because he's the draw? He's the face of the franchise. And he wants to be here, so we're happy to have him.
He's a tremendously special player.
He's a great player.
Let's go to Mike in Massapequa. Good morning, Mike.
Top of the morning, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Shout out to the company. So I know you talked about this already, but I just want to hit this point again. I think the turning point was when the Lakers were up 110 to 108, and we got four shots. And we got three offensive rebounds, great offensive rebounds, and we couldn't make one shot. I think if we make one of those shots, the whole end of the game changes. I mean, we're not good in the end of the game as it is, but I think that obviously would have helped us, and that's a big change of events. And then my crazy brain always goes back to other plays. That half-court shot to end the half where Schroeder just chucks it up and it goes in, that's 3 points right there, you know? Like, that would have changed it, too, down the stretch. You never know. But, I don't know, it's just so frustrating to watch them. The last few minutes, I'm like, should I watch this? Should I shut this off?
You have to.
We know what's going to happen.
You can't shut it off.
Randall can't just dribble. No, I can't. I can't. But it goes through my head, you know? And it's just, I don't want that to happen anymore. And Brunson should have the ball. That last, you know, he had a great game. Let him decide what to do. It's just really silly and stupid to watch when Randall just can't even get a shot off every time he has the ball with a few seconds left. What's the point?
Very frustrating.
I just don't get it.
You're not wrong. Very, very, very frustrating.
Dave, when push comes to shove, though, I get what he's talking about. He's right. I mean, the 110, 108, and they had the four shots, missed all four of them. That's a big spot in that game. But you still had the ball at the end of that game because Brunson takes that charge.
Drew a charge, yep.
To win it. But you didn't. It was awful. But then in overtime, I mean, you still had overtime. The Lakers went 6 for 8 in overtime and executed, and the Knicks didn't.
But how often does a team have a tremendous comeback at the end of regulation, and then it carries over into the overtime and they win the game? Like that happens, I'd say, at least 75% of the time. That the team that forces the overtime finds a way to win in that overtime.
It's already their eighth overtime, man.
Well, regardless of how many overtimes it's been, like when you're down 6 and you fight back and you tie the game and you get the charge, you have a chance to win and you go to overtime, like you would think that you're going to now win that game.
Yeah.
No?
No.
First possession, they come right down. They lob it into LeBron, lays it in, and that's it.
Okay, what did you just say? Let's just really pick through that last sentence you had.
What, LeBron?
They lobbed it to who?
LeBron.
Who plays with who?
The Lakers.
And who else?
Anthony Davis.
Okay.
But that team stinks.
Fine, though, but still. I mean, in those moments, right, in moments, especially at the Garden, because he's going there to put on a show. He had the triple-double. It's his third at the Garden. Is you got the greatest, one of the greatest of all time. And the Knicks have Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson.
I'll tell you what, by the way. When he is out on the court, it's just different. Like, he is the big star, you know? He's the Taylor Swift. Like, he is... Like, when he's out there, it's just it feels different. It hits different. It looks different. He's such a different level of enticing, exciting player.
He's the attraction, man. It's like when you watch a golf tournament with Tiger Woods or without Tiger Woods. Those other guys are all great. I mean, Rory McIlroy's great. Jordan Spieth is great.
And they're all great.
They're all great.
They're all great.
They're not Tiger.
It's different with him, right?
Yep.
It has a different feel.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why?
Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We don't go to commercial for like an hour. You don't have to go anywhere but here for the next hour. So I think this would draw the people in.
Guess what I did yesterday?
Is it show related?
Yeah, I already told you it's show related.
Show related. What is it?
It's show related.
Let's do that hockey.
Also got an interesting gift from my mother yesterday, which was...
Why did you get you a gift on your wife's birthday?
It was yesterday, so it wasn't... Her birthday's coming up, too. Remember I told you she got me these, like, the thing you put on your sunglasses, so if you take them off, they just rest on your... Like, you can hold them on your neck?
That's nice.
No, I don't. I did with my initials. I don't use it. I mean,
that's
I don't...
That's very nice of her, though.
Okay, so she brings when she shows up, she's like, look what else I got you. You're going to love this. It's It's a thing you put your ear pods in so that you, and it just goes around your neck like a necklace.
Oh, she's always thinking of the right gift.
That's not the right gift.
Oh, she's such a thoughtful lady.
I'm not going to use that.
All right. So what, you did something for the show?
No, something related to the show that's going to make you guys very proud of me.
Really? Yeah. I'm at a loss. Does anybody have an idea?
I got nothing.
There was something that happened.
So he was in Bristol.
No, it had nothing to do with Bristol. I drove to Bristol.
You bought us all cars.
No,
I don't think so.
I would do that though.
I don't think you'd do that.
Of course, I would buy you guys all cars if you wanted.
What do you mean? Of course, you're gonna buy us cars.
Not you. I would buy RJ and Raymond.
Yeah, I don't think you would.
You're over the tax threshold. You can
right.
You have enough.
Do it in right after you get that big whopping bonus check for, is it bonus? Is it severance? Whatever it is for the Islanders check, right? Early July.
You understand they're paying me not to play, which is like the worst thing that could possibly happen to someone.
Well, you're in your 40s. Of course, they don't want you to play.
I'm not saying now. I appreciate it now.
See, what we're learning is Dave would love for this place to pay him not to work.
Right.
To be
That's
away from us.
That's not true. I'm a warrior.
You would love to get paid not to be with us.
I'm a warrior. Are you crazy? I'm like the ultimate warrior. You remember him?
You remember him.
The wrestler. I'm familiar.
Yeah. All right. So what did you do? What's the news? What's the story?
I used RJ's
gas card. Oh, he used a gas card.
Easy,
and how did it go?
Easy. No, it's no problem when you go to the right gas station.
So let me see if I have this straight. You had a BP gas card.
Yeah.
And you were seeing and trying to get it to work at like a mobile station?
I think it was a Shell, but yeah. I just thought it was, you could just use it wherever.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Wow.
This is big.
So you did what everyone in the world is able to do. You figured out how to do it.
Yeah, I told you, you guys challenged me, and I said I would get it done, and I got it done. I think that's a big step for me.
Can't you just see Rick very proud of himself, like looking at the person next to him pumping gas, being like,
I'm using a gift card.
That's right.
Madam.
It's like the child using the bathroom for the first time.
Yeah.
Right?
Did they applaud you? Good job, Rick.
That first time
I tried Cass
it,
when you went home?
I soiled myself. Yeah, of course I did.
What did you do? Because this is a weird thing. After you use the gift card, you then just throw it away.
Yeah, it's convenient. You just throw it right away.
You just throw it right in the garbage.
It's perfect.
Did you turn to the person next to you? Guess what I'm doing right here, Lois?
No, she kind of looked at me like, why does this guy have a big smile on his face pumping gas?
Oh, you really are a treat, aren't you? All right, let's get back to the Knicks and get past the things you're able to do. Let's go to Nelson. I like the name Nelson. How about Nelson Santillo? Nelson and Seifert.
Nelly?
Good morning, Nelson.
Good morning, fellas. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Three things I actually want to address. The first thing is I respect his. I think he has a great mind for the game and all. I just don't feel that he's getting the best out of the players. A coach that I think this team is actually built for, I would love to see happen, but more likely than not, it won't occur. I think this team is built more for Eric Spoelstra. That's the kind of coach New York needs right now. I see what he's done in Miami. He gets the team to gel. The second thing is, I love RJ. When I look at RJ play, I see he forces himself. When he doesn't get the ball, when there's an open shot, doesn't come through when it's actually needed because he's always forcing himself. And then the third thing, but not least, I would love to see Aaron Rodgers, but at the end of the day, I don't want to mortgage our future.
Oh, God. I hate this take. And thanks for the call, Nelson.
Yeah, but your coach and GM don't have a future.
Well, what is your future anyway?
What is your future?
What is your future?
Better be the playoffs, otherwise your coach is going to get fired.
I mean,
that's the future.
You're building to win a team. You're building to win now. You're not building for 8 years down the road.
No, of course not. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Woody said it without saying it. They have to make the playoffs.
I've won in 50 years. Worried about 8 years down the road. Worried
about
made
the playoffs
now.
In 12 years, man.
I mean, it's unbelievable. It's not that hard to go to the playoffs.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's not.
It has been.
It's not, though. I mean, just statistically, almost half the entire league goes to the playoffs.
This is the perfect storm, though, for this to happen, though. The perfect storm.
I hope so bad. I know you want it, and Jets fans want it, like, you know, at a very high level. I want this so badly. I would love it for the Jets to be relevant like that again.
Yeah, it would be great. Like, I was talking to someone up in Bristol, and they're like, oh, you think you could get Aaron Rodgers? I hope so. He's like, that's good for you. I'm like, no, it's not just good for me and the Jets. It's just good. It's good for
it's good. It's good for sports.
And it's great for the show.
Great for the show. Great for the show. Be wonderful. By the way, James Riley, congratulations from Newark. He wins a $200 gift card to the Fanatics. That's great.
He got the double ding.
No, it's a big deal. $200 gift card is that's good spending. That's good living is what that is.
Some people can't handle the double ding.
See, if we had that jar in the studio, you'd put a dollar in right now.
What time is Stump Rothenberg at?
Like momentarily. Why?
No, because I'm texting back and forth with Alan Hans.
Yeah.
See if he wants to come on quick to talk Knicks.
I thought we were efforting someone else.
I haven't heard back from him yet. So if listen, you could get Wally pipped.
Wow.
Wow. So you have little respect. So you reach out to a guy half an hour, 45 minutes ago. He doesn't get back to you immediately, and now you're going to Alan Hans?
No, I have great respect. But, listen.
We're committed to the Hans bit
yes,
now, huh?
The guy.
I think it's funny.
Hans
like
and Emilio Franz. Like
Emilio Estevez from Mighty Ducks. His friend Hans.
That's good.
The pro shop.
Or Hans Gruber.
Whatever.
I like Hans Gruber.
No, here's what happens. The guy that we were efforting first has children, so he should be up.
Alan has children.
I've come across a piece of information, though.
What is it? Okay.
The person who we've reached out to.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That person's birthday today, yeah.
She has a birthday with Cass.
Really?
So I wonder if this unnamed individual has just maybe hit the town after some Knicks Lakers.
Well, Dave's delivery man apparently shares a bed with his wife.
And there's a dollar. I want this thing set up next week. I mean, he'll have no money left. He'll tell the Islanders, just forward my check into this fund that we have here.
Direct deposit to
them. It's all about the funds for you at this point.
I mean, why are you so nasty? What have I done? I don't take these huge walloping shots towards you and your family.
No, you don't take multiple, but the shot, you take singular Scud missile shots at me.
I do it out of self-defense.
No.
It's like you fired a Scud missile, and I have to put up that shield. That blocks it away.
No. Yeah, no, you are.
And the shield is the July 1st.
No. Yeah, I'm throwing little tiny grenades, and then all of a sudden you hit me with a bunker buster.
No, I'm defending my family and myself and my own lifestyle, and you go right after me. Consistently.
So that's what you call it's a life when the delivery man comes. It's a lifestyle. All right.
Well, I mean, I don't know. My wife orders groceries. The man delivers them. What do you want me to do? How is that a bad thing? How is that a bougie thing? Because we have groceries delivered?
No, I thought you like grocery shopping, though. You tell us all the time you love grocery shopping.
Well, here's what we do. She orders, like, the big things from one store and then the fill-in things, like the cold cuts, that kind of stuff, some of the produce. That's on me. I go there and I shop beautifully.
So the guy brings over the big things. And
he brings over, like, the big ticket things.
Yeah, the big thing, the fill-in things. Things to fill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you're taking shots without taking shots now.
Makes perfect sense.
Like, listen, a big thing of Tide. He would bring that over. But if I'm going for like a specific piece of fish, I would go do that on my own.
Like a thick cucumber.
Forget it. That's a dollar.
What is it, fish?
I mean, I don't get you. You're broken. Everyone thinks I'm immature. You're more immature than me. RJ, who's more immature, me or him?
In this moment, him.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, I'm a big cucumber guy.
1-800-919-3776. By the way, did you hear what he said? What time is Stump Rothenberg? What the hell is that about?
Very disrespectful.
Well, I mean, it's a floating segment. It's not floating.
Is it at 7:45?
You don't care about the show.
I do care about the show.
No. Come out to the Michael Kay Show live on Friday, February 10th. That's next Friday at 3 o'clock from 317 Main Street in Farmingdale for a special countdown to kickoff broadcast to get you ready for the big game. Just steps away from Farmingdale Station on the LIRR. We're bringing the big game experience to you at 317 Main Street. Brought to you by Jack Daniels, Resorts World Bimini, Grand Marnier, PC Richard & Son, Sloman's, and Ben's Kosher Deli. You're going to probably go out to that, aren't you? It's right near you.
Probably, yeah.
That'd be nice. Because they love you and you love them, and it'll be kumbaya out there at 317. All right, let's go. Little Stump Rothenberg.
He knows sports.
I'm intrigued by a lot of guys.
And he's very humble.
I go away, this show dies.
So now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Is the DS-47, by the way. Ha ha ha. Very funny. Stump Rothenberg brought to you by Jack Pocket. 1-800-919-3776. Rick has asked for greatness. I can only do what I can do. And let's bring on the man that always starts the segment, Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy. Do we not have Andy?
I don't see Andy on the board there, sir.
Oh, I thought he just goes in like a private line. I thought I saw him before.
I think Andy hung up on us.
Oh, my
God. Wow, yeah, we just had him. He just disappeared.
Right, I thought I saw him, and then I didn't see him. I'm like, well, they must have put him on like a private inside line. So
I had a moment of panic there. I was like, where's Andy? I don't see Andy.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I'm sorry to do that to you. All right, so this is kind of uncharted. I think Andy's been taken.
He was there the moments ago. He was there.
Something troubling has happened to Andy that he's not there. He was there.
Yeah.
He wanted to be involved, and now he's just missing.
You think Rick had something to do with this?
I don't know. All right, we'll start out in a different direction. I don't like this at all. Let's go to Jordan in Staten Island. Good morning, Jordan. You're on Stump Rothenberg.
Good morning, Dave. Shout out to the company. Who's the last Heisman Trophy winner to win the Super Bowl?
Ooh, the last Heisman Trophy winner to win a Super Bowl. Well, Burrow won it but didn't win. Derrick Henry won it. No. Jameis Winston won it, but he didn't win. Cam Newton didn't win. Bradford, no. Did Mark Ingram win a Super Bowl? No.
I don't know.
No. God, it's got to be. All right, here's where I'm going. No, I don't think Charles Woodson won. Is it? You're not going to want to answer this. Is it really far back?
No, it was. Let me give you like a
I don't know, year. Rick. Can I get a little hint or no? I don't know. RJ, you think a little hint would be appropriate or no? Because I'm thinking Desmond Howard, but it can't be that far back, can it?
Hmm.
It's not.
It's not. Yeah. Was he actually involved with this team, or is he just on the team? Like, was he a main component?
He was involved.
He was very
main component of the team.
And it's not Desmond Howard.
I think you may have said him already.
I said him when I was running through. I know Marcus Allen did, but it's probably more recent than that. Roger Staubach did. But Cam Newton did not. I think I said him. Was Woodson on Green Bay? Is that what it is?
No, it's somebody else in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s? I feel like I've already done a very bad job with this.
He won the Heisman in the early 2000s.
He won the Heisman in the early 2000s.
I have to ask a clerical question that perhaps should have been cleared up sooner. Did this Heisman get taken away from this person?
That would be the giveaway, wouldn't it?
I mean, that's not really fair.
Yeah,
then.
This just crossed my mind.
I didn't even think about that. Totally
Reggie Bush
about
is
that,
the answer.
Not gonna lie.
See, I didn't include Reggie Bush in the question because, I mean, technically he doesn't have a Heisman now.
Oh, come on. He has a Heisman.
He's got Wendy's, he's got Wendy's.
So that's the answer, Reggie Bush?
Yes, that's the answer, yes.
All right.
See, I'm confused, though, because Charles Woodson did win a Super Bowl with Green Bay. And he's a Heisman winner.
Right.
I mean, not obviously his Heisman came sooner.
He said the most recent one, though.
So is winning the Heisman most recent or winning the Super Bowl most recent?
Either one.
Because Woodson's Heisman obviously came before, but his Super Bowl came after.
That's a good point. So the answer would be Woodson. I don't hold that against you.
We're still 0-0?
Yeah, that's a null and void.
Yeah, all that's right. RJ's fault.
Don't blame RJ. He's doing the best he can. Mike in Williamsport. Is this Williamsport, PA?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, home of the Little League World Series.
My house is like less than a quarter of a mile away from the whole structure.
Wow, that's cool. I'd love to go to that.
whenever you want, I got rooms for you.
I love it. All right, what do you got, Mike?
All right, we're going geography. I'm changing it up for you.
Okay.
What is the longest undammed river in the United States?
If you get this, you're a genius.
If it's what I think it is, it's a big time river. I'm going to go with the Yellowstone River.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You are the best.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. See, if he would have asked me a river which was really unknown, but the Yellowstone River is a big time river. All right,
yeah,
so
but
that's.
You'd have no respect for him if he asked you a question like of an unknown river.
Well, no, it's just like a small nothing river. Like the fact that Yellowstone, that's a legit river. So that's a good one. So that's 1-0 because we're not going to count the first question. All right, let's go to Anthony in the mail truck. Anthony, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hello, David.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Before we get started, can I give you guys, I've been practicing it. Can I give you guys a bird call that I was doing when you guys were doing it on the show the other day?
All right, I like that. Please.
Ready?
Yeah.
How was that?
Good.
Well, that was terrific.
Thanks, guys.
Very
that
nice.
Was fantastic.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I actually was doing it.
All right now.
Oh, okay.
All right, we got you. You're doing bird calls when you make your postal deliveries. Let's get to Stump Rothenberg. Where are we going?
Here we go. Who has, we're going baseball.
All right.
Who has the most pickoffs in MLB history?
For a pitcher or a base runner?
For a pitcher. They make the pickoffs.
Steve Carlton, I know, had a lot. And I'm going to go Carlton.
Carlton, final answer?
I did not like the sound of that.
No.
Anthony's a stand-up guy. I don't know.
I always thought it was Carlton. And now I feel very uncertain.
Unless you know Anthony better than I do because of your Saturday show.
No, you know what? It makes sense. The lefty. I'm going to say Steve Carlton, final answer.
Give him the ding.
Give him the ding. That's genius. You can't deny that. That's as good as it gets. You wanted greatness. That's greatness.
All right. Listen, there's still a long way to go. Relax.
Don't yell at me. Let's go to now, I don't know what we do here. He's supposed to be the first caller. He hung up. He might have been taken. I don't know where he's been. Do we go to Andy or do we punish Andy now?
By the looks of him, he's been punishing himself.
Let's go to Anthony and Glen Cove to punish him more. Anthony, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Dave, the pleasure's mine, to be honest. In the year 2000, mm-hmm. New York City high school basketball had what was called the Holy Trinity of point guards. Can you name those three point guards and name what colleges they played basketball at? I'll give you a hint. All three colleges were in the Big East.
2000. I mean, God. So they started college in 2001, or they started it like in the...
It was the 99... 2000 season was their senior year of high school, meaning they graduated in 2000. So they would have been playing their freshman year of college in the 2001 season. And it's a good question. They actually just did. I don't know if you're into documentaries.
I am, but I didn't see anything on. Is this the Eddie Griffin class, or am I in the wrong class?
That is 100% the Eddie Griffin class.
All right.
I'll even give you a more
so,
hint.
So hang on
one
now. So
played...
Omar, oh, hang on now. Omar Cook, is that, are you looking for him?
Omar Cook is one of them, yes.
And how many are there?
The Trinity, so it's three.
Is Talik Brown one of those guys?
That would be number two. And what college did he go to?
I think he went to St. John's. No?
Can I answer that?
Well, yeah, I'm telling you, I think he went to St. John's.
No, it's not St. John's. No, he didn't. Tariq Brown did not go to St. John's.
He did not?
He did not.
Huh. Where'd he go?
UConn.
You can tell me. It's fine. Where'd he go?
He went to UConn.
Okay. I thought he might have committed to St. John's. All right. Is Andre Barrett one of those guys from Rice High School?
Andre Barrett is the third Holy Trinity of point guards, yes.
Okay. All right. And he went to Seton Hall, right?
So it was Omar Cook went to St. John's. Andre Barrett went to Seton Hall. And Tariq Brown went to UConn.
All right. I think I did pretty well there.
Yeah, it was all right.
Well, it's not. You think that's a great question?
It was one of those ones that had multiple parts.
It's not a great question.
I think you get a lot of credit for having a three.
Here we go.
Well, so
you guys have clearly mended. You guys have clearly mended the fence then, because now this is all we do is
That's tough. That's tough to answer.
That was not easy.
Listen, the fact that he knew that one of them was St. John's, you were on something.
And I knew Barrett, and Barrett was like 5'8". Yeah,
Settle for mediocrity here. Let's do that.
You know what? Why don't you answer the next one?
That's not my segment.
Well, what is your segment?
You know what my segment is. The Open.
Oh, yeah. Andy and Merrick. Andy, finally, where you been?
Good morning, Russian Rosenberg, a.k.a. Chico and the Man.
Where you been?
Probably at a buffet.
Hit the dump button on me.
Yeah, right.
Sabotage my segment.
Nobody hit the dump button.
Probably dumping pancakes in your face.
Oh my God! All right, what do you got? Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I got a one-part Super Bowl question.
Okay.
As far as my research goes, I can only find one person who has won three consecutive Super Bowl rings. Name him.
Is it like, oh God.
You better get this one because Santiago just said that's easy.
Well, yeah, because I think it might be like Drew Pearson or something.
Like that question, Rick?
Listen, as much as me and you go back and forth, I'm willing to admit when you have a good question. It's a good question.
So all Santiago right. says that's just easy.
I'm sure you'll treat yourself to a donut or something.
Oh, my God. I mean, why is there such hostility and negativity from you?
Because that man's nasty.
Why?
Oh, you know who it could be, too?
Ugh.
Is it a man that used to show himself off in the locker room, Raymond? Could it be him?
I'm sorry, what?
Charles Haley.
You're on the right track, but it's not Charles Haley.
So, all right, I don't know the answer. Oh, maybe it could be Ken Norton, though. So I'm thinking Ken Norton, Preston Pearson, Drew Pearson. Those are my three.
Come on, David. You got this.
All right, listen, I don't need you to give me a hard time here. No team has ever won three in a row, but player. All right, I'm gonna say Ken Norton. All right. That's why he thought it was easy, because he did it with the Cowboys.
UCLA Bruins.
Oh, there you go. All right. Did I do well there? Is that okay for you?
That was fine. Yeah, I mean, it was fine.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Good question.
Me.
Solid answer.
You're listening to DPH on Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN FM, New York. You want to play?
Of course I want to play.
Okay, then play.
All right. I'll play. I'll dabble.
All right, dabble.
All right, we got the week off, but we're all looking forward to the big game, the Super Bowl. Can you tell me who has the most career passing yards in a Super Bowl game?
Wait, you say most career and then in a game. So this is career?
No, or this, you know what I meant.
No, I don't know what you mean. Most career, I think every game he's played in, and then you say in a game.
No, history I meant. History, most passing yards in a single Super Bowl game. Now you're just being nasty to me for no reason.
No. I mean, Brady had like 500, didn't he?
Come on, keep the momentum. You're doing good.
I think Brady had 505 against the Eagles in the loss.
Final answer.
Yeah, that's my final answer.
Give him the ding, baby. Right on the number, too. 505. Welcome.
Yeah, listen, I remember that game vividly. It was one of the worst days of
my
life.
Because it was your fault.
Maybe. All right, we're rolling along. Let's go to let's go to Disco. Little Disco in Connecticut. Go ahead, Disco.
Okay, Dave, this is your wheelhouse. This is your wheelhouse.
All right, I'm ready for you. Go ahead.
All right. What was Jerry's address on the show?
All right, he was on the west side, and he was 129 West 81st Street, apartment 5A. Final answer.
Nope.
Oh, what?
It was West 87th.
No.
No?
No. No, he did not
live on 87th. Look this up, Raymond. Look it up.
We're going to take a moment. RJ Raymond, look it up. There's no way Jerry lives on 87th.
What did you say, Dave?
What's 129 West 81st, apartment 5A?
According to the Google.
Yep, you're right with the 5A.
I've got West 81st.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave, I had it wrong.
Yeah, you did.
You're the man, Dave.
All right.
You're the man.
How's that, okay. Rick? Okay. How's that for you?
I never questioned you. Never.
That's a great job by me.
Multiple sources say West 81st.
Yeah, especially when you came up with it that fast. But this is how it's supposed to work, though. You're supposed to be bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. RJ, you want to take any more? What do you want to do? You want to go to your five pack?
I think you could squeeze one more in from the
people. All right.
Is
there anybody that you tell me that I should take here?
You want to wrestle Raymond?
Why do you want people to wrestle?
The obsession with the wrestling.
Put the dollar right in there.
I think Anthony in the car is interesting.
All right, Anthony in the car, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
What's going on, fellas?
Hello.
I got a good one for you in honor of Aaron Rodgers on his way to the New York Jets. This is an unfortunate question, but here we go. The New York Jets have won their division three times. Yes, I said three times in their entire history, which is ridiculous. But can you tell me who the quarterback of those three, who the three quarterbacks were for those division wins?
Hmm. Interesting question.
I got to imagine Chad was one of them.
I have a signed helmet from two of the three. I'm working on trying to get that third one. It's a little bit more difficult than I thought it would be.
All right, so this division, now the way it's currently constituted or in the history of the division?
In the history.
All right, so the Jets won the division in 88. No, they won it in 98. So that's Vinny Testaverde. That's one.
That's one.
Yeah. They won it. I don't even remember a third. I only remember two. They won it in 02.
Which would be Chad.
And I can't even remember a third time they've
won it. What do you mean? Come on. Who would the other Jets quarterback, you think they would have won the division? I don't know. Say maybe when they won the Super Bowl.
I guess it's name it then, huh? All right. So that's pre-merger, though.
So what's your three?
I mean, he's saying it's Namath, but I mean, I guess it's Namath, but that's pre-merger.
It's your segment. What's your three?
Yeah, see, I don't know that that's accurate. Are you 100% convinced that it's Namath?
Am I 100% convinced?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm not 100% convinced.
Think of any other times that you can think that they've won a division. And I'm assuming that we're including pre-merger in this, because
I think he's trying to trick. I don't know. I'm staying out of it.
Oh, were they the Jets when they won the division? Or were they the Titans when they won the division?
Jets, not Titans.
Well, the year they won the Super Bowl, they were the Jets.
Yeah, but that was pre-merger.
I mean, but I don't think they. The Jets.
Yeah, but I don't think that they – I think in 98 and 02, I don't think there was another time before – after the merger than those two.
All right, so that's got to be – then it's got to be 68.
Mind-boggling.
And then I'll say it's Namath. But I don't like that question.
Told you three.
Ugh.
Pennington, Testaverde, and Namath.
You got it. I don't know how you struggle so much with Namath.
Well, because I mean, that's pre-merger, so I don't even count that.
Yeah, technically it was the AFL East back
then.
Yeah,
it wasn't the AFC East, so that's why. So that's a Fugazi question, but we still got it. That's fine. All right, RJ, your five-pack.
All right, away we go. Super Bowl edition, players still remaining and alive in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Going to start very easy. If you get this wrong, you should leave the show.
I love this part.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Rutgers.
That's right.
I'm going to let Rick take the first crack at these guys.
I think it'll end here. Hayden Hurst.
Rick?
Oh, no
Throw a school out there.
No idea.
Throw a school.
Cincinnati.
No, wrong. It's a good try.
South Carolina.
Yeah, not remotely close, but good try. How about Mecole Hardman? Rick, you want to play?
No, I like the first one. I like the easy one. That's
FCC
it.
School.
Nope.
No idea.
I'm not playing.
So now you've just bowed out of this.
Powerhouse, Rick.
That's right.
He went to Georgia.
Yep. Yeah. Tyler Boyd.
Come on, Pitt. I mean, Rick.
Pitt.
Well done. Wonderful. Well, that was you just picked that out of the air. Good job. And finally, this one's tough. Chris Jones.
Any idea?
Texas A&M.
Not that far off.
He's a bulldog, Rick.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Not that far off.
It was a hell of an effort.
It was wrong, but it was. Good job, Dave.
All right, so how'd we finish there? Was that a perfect five-pack?
That's the fiver.
That's the fiver. That's a good job by me, right?
It felt easy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.